Okay, let's see Dika D'Amri. Bear in mind that the basic difference between the first Lashon and the second Lashon is that in the first Lashon, the Isser is an Isser of Pesach, because that makes it pocket. Dika D'Amri says no. In Tim Tzolay B'dam Chaburi Michber, really, we're not talking about Isser Pesach. We're talking about Isser of Dam, which is the Malach of Chayvel. This is Mistab. That somebody who does a Bia is not thinking, not about a Pesach, not about Dam. Mistab thinking, Lanos Atzmai. So, Mimela, Vidam Mimela, Lanos Atzmai, Vishari. So, he's not a Mechavin. Halach Kareb Yuda, Halach Kareb Shiv. The kalkul b'chabura in misakin b'chaburu is this makalkul or is it misakin? Now till here the three imtim salaim is parallel the previous gemara. The previous gemara talked about the melacha of vayna. This gemara talks about chabura. Same three shaylas: is he a mechavin? Is the halacha of Shem Yehuda? Is it a makalkul? But here we add one more imtim salaim and makalkul b'chabura. The makalkul halacha kareb Yehuda, halacha kareb Shimon. So you have to know for this that there's a third machlaikis, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. We had so far machlaikis for Dabba Shem, Miskavin, machlaikis for Malach Shem, Tzricha Lekufa. Those two machlaikis, and who was the Mekel? Rabbi Shimon was always the Mekel. By Mekalkel, the Chabura, they have a machlaikis. Now you have to know that this does not apply to 37 of the 39 malachis, this machlaikis. 37 out of 39 malachis, there's no shayla. Makalkel is a ptur, no machlaikis, no shailot, no nothing. There are two malachis where they have a machlaikis. One is chayvel, which our Gemara talks about, and one is havara, making a fire. By these two malachis, Rabbi Yehuda holds, it's the same as kol haTorah kula, as the other 37. Rabbi Yehuda holds that all 39 malachis are identical, and there's a ptur makalkel. However, Reb Shimon holds a chiddush. Reb Shimon says that by chabura and havara, by these two malachis, mekalkel is chayiv. By making a fire and by making chabura, there's no ptur of mekalkel. That's Reb Shimon's chiddush. What's this based on? So listen to the Gemara. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Vav, says, since we need a pasuk to be matar bris milah, why need a pasuk to be matar bris milah? It's a makalkel anyway. The mice is a mice kelkel. It's a wound. So must be, since we have a pasuk to be matar makalkel, to be matar bris milah, that teaches us that makalkel is. Chayvel, if it's a makalkel, is still a deraisa. Since you have a pasuk to be matar bris milah, it teaches us that chabura would otherwise be a deraisa, even though it's a makalkel. Now it's a chiddush. Is bris milah a makalkel? What would you say? A tikkun. Mar says Rabbi Yehuda answers that bris milah is a tikkun. Reb Shimon holds bris milah is a makalkel. So since it's a makalkel, the Torah still would be an issa d'oraisa, if not for the special heter of bris milah on Shabbos. So I know makalkel is awesome. Interesting machlokes. Why should it be makalkel?
To get any operation.
But why is it a makalkel?
To get any operation.
Operation usually repairs a person. The person has an injury, and you fix something. Here, you're just cutting off a piece of foreskin.
What if the person has an extra finger?
That's not an extra finger. Here, it's, let's say he has five fingers and you amputate one.
No,
here it's not extra. Here it's every person's one.
Extra, you don't want
it. It's not extra.
You don't want the RO.
Why don't you want it?
It should be the same as a person.
Why don't you want
six fingers on a hand?
No, it's like five fingers.
Why?
What? It's not a balloon. It's not a balloon. What does it sound like? I hate to do this to you, but what does it sound like again? What does it sound like? The question, Bris Mila is a tick about Kelkum. It sounds like yesterday. Doesn't it sound very similar to yesterday's whole discussion? No? Does it sound like the same thing? A Bris Mila be'etzem, just taking a baby and cutting off a piece of skin, you would never do it in a million years, if not that it's a mitzvah. Be'etzem, the mice is a kilkum. You take off a piece of skin off the baby, which is a healthy piece of skin. But because the Torah said you should do it, therefore it's a tikkun. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to remove the arm.
Is it tikkun for the person who's doing it
because of the mitzvah, not because of the mitzvahs?
And
mitzvahs,
because of the mitzvah, he's going to grow up to be an arlo. If you don't do it, he's going to grow up and he's going to be an arlo. He's not going to be
something
that's going to be something
that's
going to
be
Mila.
There's
a problem with
that thing. No, it's only a halacha problem. It's not. Let's say you take a guy and you cut off his arlo. Is that a kilkul or a tikkun?
Well, it's still healthy. What help you
had?
I don't know.
It's all psychic.
He's not.
What, is it. Okay, I'll give you something to think about. That means that the chefs itself, if you ignore the idea of mitzvahs, you just look at the thing itself, it's a kilkul. You make a cut. If you look at the whole big picture, then it's a tikkun. I leave it for you to argue about. But this is what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, if you don't have argue, if cutting the arla off a baby is called misakit or mekalkel, everyone agrees it's a deraisa. You take a baby that's 7 days old, and you cut off his arla on Shabbos, it's a deraisa. Only an 8 day old baby are you allowed. So Rav Shimon holds, it's mekalkel, and since the Torah acid, it teaches us mekalkel is a... teaches us that Mekalkel is Chayiv by Chayvel. Rabbi Yehuda says it's no Raya. Now, Havara, they have a very similar thing, because there's a pasuk to tell us that when Bezdin gives Skila Sreifa, Herod V'chedek, that they don't give Sreifa on Shabbos. Someone's Chayiv. Sreifa, we don't do it on Shabbos. Even though, the same thing. You're burning, however it is that you burn, you cause the person to have a Sreifa. Burn metal and you pour it down his throat, whatever the oifen of Sreifa is, it's also a kilkul. And you have a pasuk to tell you you can't do it on Shabbos.
Why did that do
so it? The Havamina is, so the Torah's Megala tells that it's a malacha. It's the same thing. Yehuda says, no, that's a tikkun. It's a very similar machlaikis. Havar is not a sugya, but that's the machlaikis nikkabah. Now, Tysus here in the bottom Tysus on the Yomid base brings in to our sugya the idea of a misasik. A number of you have asked me, what is a misasik and what is different between misasik and davashen miskav? I told you misasik yesterday means you bend down miskavim like bias atolish, like bias amachover. Or miskavim like bias atolish, v'nimtza amachover. Even if it's the same thing, two types of misasik. Either way, you meant to do a davar amuta. You meant to pick up a cucumber off the floor. And it ended up, either you picked up that cucumber and it was actually attached to the ground. You didn't know that. Or when you reached for the wrong one and you picked up the other one. Either way, this is called a misasek. A similar thing if you want to throw a ball 2 feet in the Rosh Hashanah, 2 amos in the Rosh Hashanah. And you missed through and it went 4 amos. That's a misasek. You wanted to do a two-amah throw, and for whatever reason, you did a 4-amah throw. You underestimated your ability to throw. That's misasek. Miskaven to do a davar amuta, you did a davar asa. What's the difference between that and davar shein and miskaven? There's no kavana for malach in either case.
But you know that in one case, you know the malach might actually happen. You just say misafik. In one case, you don't think that any malach is going to happen.
In both cases, in one case, you're aware the malacha will happen, but you're misupik if it'll happen. That's the Hashem's guy. In Misasek, you're totally unaware. Right, that's the chilek. What? Well, if you know you might throw further, then that's not a Misasek. Misasek means you feel that you're capable of throwing it 2 hours. And you underestimate it. To be a Misasek, it has to be a case where you feel you know what you're doing. That's a Davar Amuta. And you don't know what you're doing. It's a Davar Oz. Basically, if I had to define it, and there's a reason that I'm doing this as Nagea to Taisis on Vavam and Aleph as well. You want to chart out the difference between the three Misasek, Davar Shem Miskav, and Amalaf Shem Tzvi Chalakulfa. It's basically that there are three rules. One is if you're aware of the Malacha. One is if you want the Malacha. You want the Malacha. And one is if you want the purpose, what we call the tachlis. Right? Now, watch carefully what happens here. We have three things. We have Misasek, and we have Davar Shem Miskaven, and we have Malacha Shem Tzvi Chalagufa. Okay? Now, Misasek, the p'tur is that you're not aware of the Malacha. By the other two, you're aware of what's going to happen. You drink a batch, you know it might make a feritz. Here you're aware of the Malacha, and here you're not aware of the Malacha. Now, by Davar Shem Miskaven, you don't want the Malacha. Your p'tur is that you don't want the Malacha. Now, by Misasek, you also don't want the Malacha. If you're not even aware of it, you don't even know you're doing the malach, you certainly don't want the malach. Follow? The sasek is you want to pick up a cucumber, you think it's talish. It's actually a machot. So you're not aware that a malach is happening. If you're not aware of it, you're certainly not mechavin for the malach, and you're certainly not mechavin for the purpose. Because by misasek, you're not even aware anything is happening. Follow? The sasek is really the most kuladik. You don't even know the malach is happening. You certainly don't want it. By Davar Shem Miskaven, you know it's going to happen, but you don't want it to happen. You're drinking the charitz. You're not mechavin to drink the vetch. You're not mechavin for it. If I say want, I mean kavana. You know when you drink a vetch, you might make a charitz, but you don't want it. You're not mechavin for it. Okay. When you drink a bench, you're not mechavin for the malacha. Are you mechavim for the purpose of the malacha? If you don't want the malacha, do you think you want the purpose of the malacha? Obviously not. That's an important point. If you don't even want the malacha to happen, you obviously don't want any tachlis of the malacha. Which means that davar shem miskaven, you also don't want the purpose of the malacha. So that really every davar shem miskaven has two kulis. You don't want the malacha and you don't want the purpose. You don't want the ma'isa malacha, you don't want the purpose. Malach Shem Tzvi Chalakufa, you're digging a hole to get the dirt, because you need the dirt. Are you aware that you're digging a hole?
Yeah.
Do you want to dig a hole?
Yeah.
Yes. Because you're digging a hole. You want the hole, it's the way to get the thing. But you don't want the purpose. The normal purpose of digging a hole is that the normal purpose of digging a hole is to get the hole. That purpose you don't want, because you want the dirt. So what comes out is Misasek really has all three. And Davar Shem Miskaven is 2 out of 3. And Malach Shem Tzvi Chalagufa is 1 out of 3. This is the definition. This is taich of the three things, which, as I said, people find very confusing, and for good reason, because you're not so familiar with it. But this is the definition of the three things. Now, it's very important, we're going to get to, when we get to the Vav Amud Aleph, Mitzvah Shem tomorrow, we're going to get to the important fact that every Davar Shem Miskaven happens to also be in Malach Shem Tzvi Chalagufa. It's not a kasha. Just, if you don't want the ma'isa, you don't want the purpose. And why that's important, we'll get to Bezos Hashem tomorrow. But this is the outline of Misasek, of Davar Shem Miskaven, Malach Shem Tzvi Chalagufa. Now, to review. What's the reason Malach Shem Tzvi Chalagufa is Pater? Malach Shem is, right? We said this is a p'tor only on Shabbos. P'tor only on Shabbos because Malach is not Shabbos Asur Tarif. So this is a din only on Shabbos. Rabbi Shein Meskabel, we said, is B'chal Tarif Kula. Rabbi Shein Meskabel is a p'tor everywhere. Okay, call it Tarif Kula. Okay, now, Misaseik, the Gemara says it's a p'tor also b'chal ha'tarei kula, which makes a lot of sense in the chart. So basically what we have is, if you have this, such a big kula, all three are missing, it's called ha'tarei kula. If you're missing two, it's still called ha'tarei kula. If you're missing only one, it's a p'tor only on Shabbos. It's basically what we have here. Okay, what I'm telling you now, it's something that you should be familiar with, and it's, again, it's the basic knowledge of how to teach all three things, and it's something that's not limited to this sugya. It's all over the Shabbos. Now, this Shabbos, I kept in mind how many Shabbos I was asked that had to do with what we were learning. Like, Leil Shabbos, after davening, someone came over to me, and he told me that every Erev Shabbos, he shuts the alarm. At the alarm, the siren was shut off. But he shuts off the control panel. When you open the door, a light goes on in the control panel. So he didn't remember if he shut it off or not. So Shaila was, when he goes home, could he open the door? To go into his house, if it's on, he'll get a guy. But right now, he doesn't know if it's on or not. So can he open his front door in order to go into the house and check if the control panel is on? So what does that depend on? Rav Shein Meskaven. Is it a psik reisha?
No.
Why isn't that a psik reisha? May or may not be on, but that is, that's a suffix l'sha'avar. If the Rebbe Kivega with the pants. It's a suffix like the Basa B'cholov case. He didn't remember if he had turned it on. I didn't turn it off. I didn't set this guy up. He came Friday night. This is what he asked me. And Shabbos morning, I don't remember right now what the Shaila was that came up. I don't remember. Sunday morning, learning Hilchos Bishul, so came up in the Shulchan Aruch, the Shaila of turning on the hot water on Shabbos. When you turn on hot water on Shabbos, it causes other hot water to cook. Right? Which is the Darshan of Meskaven.
Mishnah
Berurah
passing
like
the
hot
water. What? Mishnah Berurah doesn't pass like Rabbi Kivega. Passing
like a test, no? We'll see in Davov.
He
brings a riot to the Taz, but I don't think he says a clear psak. We'll see, Mitzvah Shem, we'll get back to it. My point is that this is not just Ksubis Davav or Davei Davav. It's basic knowledge for. I told you when we started the Sugya, you have to be kind of these ideas and you have to know them. It's just basic knowledge in Hilchos Shabbos. You have to have another eight, so you can never learn Hilchos Shabbos, you'll never have to know it. But the best thing is to know. It's better to know than to be ignorant. Now, we're not done yet with this. Let's talk briefly about Misasek, Taisus is Kedisha Misasek. And then on Davar, we're going to get back. And again, this is something you have to be aware of. Mekalkel, I didn't put on the chart. Mekalkel, you all understand, is a p'tor that you're ruining something. So Mekalkel is like a separate p'tor. It doesn't belong anywhere on the chart. Mekalkel is that you do something that's destructive. So that's a p'tor of Mekalkel. Now the bottom Tosis here says a chiddush. In Timtzalay Malach Rav Yudah Mekalkel B'chabura Hu Mashma Yalach Rav Shimon Shari Afilu Misak and Kiyush Shemus Gav the Kasha. Tosis a Kasha. Shili Perik Safek Eichel Amal Rav Shimon Hayelu Mekalkel B'chabura Chayim Misasik Nami Chayim. The Gemara says that Rav Shimon holds Mekalkel B'chabura is Chayim. So Gemara says if Mekalkel is Chayim Misasik is Chayim. Because if you're machmir, you say chabura is different than the other 37 malachis. That makalkul is chayiv, so then it's different. That misasik is chayiv. So Taisus kasha here is limited to chayvel, chabura, make the chabura. Taisus make the chabura as a chumra that the kula makalkul doesn't apply. If makalkul doesn't apply, the Gemara Krisa says misasik doesn't apply. So frek Taisus, if those two don't apply. If chabura and makalk if misasek and makalka don't apply, so let Rav Shein Meskaven also shouldn't apply. If two heterim don't apply, maybe all three shouldn't apply. Taisus, no, you can't compare it. Yishlai. The misasek shemiskavin lemalacha leimifta v'shabbos elam mishum de'ain zem alechas mashabbos. Misasek, when you're mechavin to do the action, you want to pick up this cucumber, so you're mechavin for the ma'isa, but you all know it's a malacha leimifta v'shabbos mishum de'ain zem alechas mashabbos. Umishum hachi chayv l'Rav Shimon misasek b'chabura kamei b'kalkel b'chabura the mechayv Rav Shimon afagav de'ain zem alechas mashabbos. Lachi talin alei b'makalkel. Shum the tam shneim the pturim b'sharam alach shabbos am shum divinam lachs mashabbos. What's Tosfos saying? Something one prat different than the chart that I put on the board. What's Tosfos saying? That mekalkel is potter why and shabbos because it's a fit missing in shabbos. Misasek is potter because. What's Tosfos saying? Misasek is potter because lachs mashabbos. So therefore, those two have the same din. Now, that's not what I wrote. I wrote that Misasik is a Ptur B'chalatara Kula. I wrote that Misasik is a Ptur B'chalatara Kula. And here Tosfos says that Misasik is a Ptur Malachas Machshavas. Malachas Machshavas is Hilchos Shabbos only. So what's going on here? What's going on? Is Misasik a Ptur B'chalatara Kula? Or is it a Ptur only in Hilchos Shabbos? Now, it's a Gemara. The Gemara says, Misasik is a Ptur B'chala Terakula. The Gemara learns out of a Pasik. Ba, Parat L'Misasik. Asher Yechte Ba, Parat L'Misasik. That doesn't say in the Shabbos. That says in Hilchos Karban Chatas. Ba, Parat L'Misasik. Misasik is Pat. So Tosfos seems to be a Pela Atzuma. Pela Atzuma. Tais seems to be a Pella, because Tais says that Misasek is a Ptura B'lechaz Mashanis. And we know it's a Ptura B'chal Terakula. So what's going on? This is the problem with this Tais. Rabbi Kiva Ega, in Tshuva Ches, asked this Kasha on a Gemara in Bava Kama. The Gemara in Bava Kama, Dav Chav Vav. Gemara Chav Vav on his base has a case. Man is sitting, and he's got something on his lap. So he's got an Evan Mechekai. He's got a stone on his lap. And he's sitting and he's eating or talking. He forgets that he has something on his lap. And then he stands up. And because he stands up, the item falls off his lap. And it falls onto a keli and it breaks it. So there was a keli under the table. And when he stands up, it falls off his lap and it breaks the keli. The Gemara says, "Le'inyin nizikin chayiv." The gabe paying should be chayiv. Le'inyin Shabbos. What is this? It's a misasek. He thought he's standing up, which is a davar amutter. He wasn't aware that now he's going to do a malacha and it's going to fall off and break something. So it says, "Le'inyin Shabbos malachas machsheves osra tayra," and a misasek is part. Gemara calls this a misasek. And the Gemara uses the language Melechas Machshavas in Bava Kama. So that Gemara is beferish like Tosfos. The misasek is potter because of Melechas Machshavas. So Rabbi Vega asks, what do you mean? Misasek is a ptur b'chala terakula. So Rabbi Vega asks this kasha, that misasek is a ptur b'chala terakula, not just Melechas Machshavas. So Rabbi Kivega says, Hilkach, he says, Nira Davar Chiddush, that there are two dinim of Misasek. Misasek, B'chola Toira Kula, we learn out of Ba, Paratla Misasek. That only teaches us that it's Pata from an Einish. B'chola Toira Kula, Ba, Paratla Misasek, teaches you that there's no punishment. But it is considered a Maisa Aveira. It's a Maisa Aveira, which you did, without being aware of it. But there's a Ptur Einish. A normal Shaygeh has to bring a carbon. It's a Ptur Einish. And that's B'chala Terakula. That part of that Ptur Misasek. Ptur from a carbon. On Shabbos, it's a bigger thing, that Misasek is not only Pata from an Einish, but it's not an Aveira B'chlal. It's bechlal not a chet. because it's not Malachas Machshavas. It's Bechlal not a Malacha. So in Hilchos Shabbos, Misasik is Pata for two reasons. One reason, like Kol HaTorah Kula, Bar Parat L'Misasik. Plus, Misasik is Bechlal not an Aveira at all, because you need Malachas Machshavas. So that on Shabbos, you have an additional Ptor of Misasik. B'chal HaTorah Kula, it's only a Ptor Einshin, but an Aveira it is. And by Shabbos, it's Bechlal not an Aveira. I'll explain to you a Nafkamina, you'll see right away the Nafkamina. But Kidega brings this Nafkamina. Let's say somebody's wearing a jacket, and he's sure that there's no shatnez in the jacket, for whatever reason. This jacket normally doesn't have shatnez. He's wearing a jacket that has no shatnez. And somebody sees him and sees that he's wearing a jacket, and this person who sees it knows that there is shatnez in the jacket. Does he have to tell him? Does he have to tell him? He's going to have to take it off in the middle of the street? A jacket is a halbitzar, or whatever's in his pants? Does he have to tell him or not?
No.
So Shulchan Aruch, it says you have to tell him.
Yeah.
Hoishtai afilu bishuk, it says in Shulchan Aruch.
If
he doesn't know, you have to tell him, assuming it's shatnez deraisa. So by deraisas, we're not matif for covered abriyas. And hoishtai afilu bishuk. You got to tell him? You have to tell him. Frektor b'chiveiga, why do you have to tell him? What is he doing? He's a misasek. He's wearing a jacket which he thinks has no shatnez. And in fact, it has shatnez. Same thing. You pick up a cucumber, you think it's not connected to the ground, and it really is. Same thing. You're wearing a jacket, you think it has no shatnez, and it really does. You're a misasek. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, why do you have to tell him? He's a misasek. He's not doing an aveira. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger, elamai, b'chol ha'tayra kula, if it's not Hilchos Shabbos, misasek is an aveira. It's just, it's a p'tor that you don't have to bring a carbon for it. You don't have to get an einish for it. But it is an aveira, b'chol ha'tayra kula. It's just a p'tor einshin. In Hilchos Shabbos, it's b'chlal not an aveira. Kivega says. In the Cheshavis, it's Bechlal, Misasek is not an Aveira at all. Now this comes out, one second, this comes out a very big Kiddush. What comes out for Rabbi Kivega, if I'm reading the Tshuva correctly, let's say you see your friend is wearing a jacket on Shabbos, and you know that there's something in his pocket. Something in his pocket, but he doesn't know. He thinks there's nothing in the pocket. So on Shabbos, would you have to tell him? Comes out now. And I saw, maybe I told you this when we started, I don't remember, B'shem DeBrisker Rav, somebody carried by mistake on Shabbos. He had something in his pocket, must have gone to a chasna, that's how it usually happens, right? You have something in the pocket, you've got to take it out. So afterwards he carried on Shabbos, he asked DeBrisker Rav what he should do, al tshuva, for being Michal Shabbos. We don't bother with tshuva. We just feel bad, and somebody asked the brisker, what should I do? I have to do tshuva. What should I do? So you tell him, you don't have to do tshuva. You didn't do an aveira. You're a misasek. There's no tshuva for malacha. You didn't do any malacha. You're a misasek. He said that you are over. Chazal made a takana that every Friday you should check your pockets. That you are over, but that you're over every week if you don't check your pockets. Whether there's something there or not something. Chazal made a takana to check your pockets. But as far as carrying, you weren't over on carrying because you're a misasek. You didn't know. Misasek on Shabbos, according to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, is bechlal not an aveira. It's bechlal not a malacha nafkamina. I told you yesterday, if someone rubs their back in the wall and they turn on a light, that's misasek. Are you allowed to have hanor from that light? What's the din normally? If somebody does a malacha b'shaygeg, certainly the person who does it is not allowed to have hanah from it on Shabbos. If somebody does a malacha b'shaygeg, if he gets a Shabbos, he walks into the bathroom, he turns on the light. I forgot momentarily. So the person who did it is certainly not allowed to have the hadaf of that light on Shabbos. What happens if he's a misasek? If he didn't do it because he forgot it was Shabbos. He did it because he was doing something butter. He didn't realize it's going to shut off the light. So you're allowed to have hadaf for it. Because misasek is bechlal not a malach on Shabbos. It's not that it's a malach of mishayim. No, it's bechlal on Shabbos. It's bechlal not a malach. So misasek is you're allowed to have enough of someone who did a malach through misasek because it's bechlal not a malach. It's missing a malach of Shabbos. This is Rabbi Kivayga's chiddush. It's nageyat psachim because there's an interesting question that the Nesivus asks, the Chavos Das asks. I listen to how great a het the Misasek is. The Chavos Das says that if a Yid cleaned his house for Pesach, and he doesn't realize he's got chametz in his house on Pesach, but he didn't realize. So he has a bottle of something that he thinks is not chametz, and it is chametz. Or he didn't find chametz, he forgot the place he didn't look. There's chametz in his house. Is he ever in a seder raisa b'shaygeg? Chavos Das asks, why is it that if someone owns chametz and is on Pesach by mistake, we consider it an avera b'shaygeg, and after Pesach the chametz is also b'andra? Here's why. He's a misasek. Isn't he a misasek? He's walking around thinking he doesn't own chametz. And really does own chametz. He's not aware that he's going to be avera. So it should be a misasek. It shouldn't be an avera bechlal. It's not Rebbe Kivayga. It's not shver because b'chol atayra kula outside of Shabbos, it is an avera. Just as a p'tur from an einish. And it's only in Elcha Shabbos that we say this idea that it's bechlal not an avera. So this is Rebbe Kivayga's yisaid. Basically, there are two types of misasek. There's a misasek of kol atayra kula, which is an avera that's pata from an einish. And there's a misasek of Shabbos, which is bechlal not an avera. Okay, so that's Rebbe Kivayga's yisaid. And we'll move on. Again, the main thing is to know clearly the gedarim of these things. We basically have covered the four kulas of Shabbos. Right? The three on the board plus Mekalkel. And we're not going to have any new kulas. We're still going to discuss aspects of it. But this is basically the yesidus that you have to know.
So you stick something in somebody's pocket?
What?
Do you stick something into somebody's pocket?
Yeah, Koy Trebekiv Ega. So I had this kasha. Koy Trebekiv Ega, let's say you want to bring something to shul. So put it in someone's pocket without him being aware of it and let him carry it through a misasek. So you won't be doing any avera. Sometimes you're doing an avera. You're doing a gram malacha. You're causing a malacha to happen.
That's not a malacha.
But it's not a malacha. The thing is being carried. The person's not doing a malacha.
And they're making you feel better.
So can you... He's being on the avera. So no, you don't... When he gets to shul, you don't tell him. You go over to his cloak quietly and you take it out. That's a good question. Kivayga, you know what Kivayga was asked in his tshuva? The thing he was asked, the first line of the tshuva is, if someone is doing a misasek, do you have to tell him? He goes to all the lamdis. He doesn't say the words at the end, you don't have to tell him. He doesn't actually say that. But that's what seems to come out from the thing. Now, could you cause it? It's really not a malacha. Be a chiddush to say yes. Sure. Now, I should tell you, Rebbe Kivayga's yisaid that misasek is not a malacha is debated by some achrayim. The Nig Yom Tov has a tshuva in which he argues, but probably most achrayim hold like Rebbe Kivayga, which would make an interesting chiddush. Misasek. It should be mutl chadchil to put something in someone's pocket. Something wrong with that. Be able makil la'atzman. The fourth line. The bay rav should tzrichin la'aseis kedivrei rabban. Oymim she rabban hiter. Nardai yaisa kishmuel rabban. Oymim shehu hiter. Rashi says should tzrichin la'aseis kedivrei rabban. What does Rashi say? Shatzrich and Lasis Kedivrei Rabban means what? If their Rebbe is Matir, if their Rebbe is Mekel, then Machuyev to be Mekel. What does Rashi say? If their Rebbe is Machmir, they have to be Machmir. If the Rebbe, so what does it mean? Eilu makilin la'atzman. Rashi has explained the Taj. Eilu makilin la'atzman, that they just don't have to be machmir. They get a choice. They get a choice.